Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Ann Hirsch. Not has been, you still are.
I still am. I'm still here.
From Great Neck. We've had a great show with both Anna and Jill. And now we're going to be going into the Christina Lou segment. But Christina is sitting out because we have two people from Guys and Dolls. Before we get there, I just want everybody to mark on their calendars. We're going to be talking about this going forward to save the date for the third annual Aging in Place in Suburbia. It's a major conference from Project Independence in the town of North Hempstead, and North Shore LIJ is the lead sponsor. So there's going to be very many departments from North Shore LIJ involved. It's going to be at the Yes We Can Center, and again, it's September 30th. And as the weeks go on, we'll bring more and more information to you. I think there'll be 100 exhibits, probably something along that line. Right now, we're going to go to Michael Santora.
Hello.
How are you, Michael?
Doing
and Karen
well.
Keenan?
Yes, hi.
And we're going to be talking about Guys and Dolls, which is coming up next week at Landmark Theater. Michael is Sky Masterson, and Karen is Sarah Brown. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just tell us, how'd you get involved? We're going to start with Michael. How'd you get involved?
Well, I live in the city.
Okay.
I live on Manhattan, and I saw a posting that they were looking for Sky Masterson specifically, so I just came in and met these wonderful people, and now I'm doing the show. So.
Now, have you done shows before? Or not Guys and Dolls, but you've done other shows?
This is my first show with this troupe.
Okay.
But I audition regularly in the city, so I travel around the country and do different things like that.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And Karen?
I participated in their show last year. They did 1940s Radio Hour. And
okay.
I saw the audition for Sarah Brown for this one for Guys and Dolls, and I came down, auditioned, and I got the part for this part.
Terrific. No, it's a great show. It really is. Actually, I mean, if I forget, just remind, it's the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Correct.
Yes. All evenings, or is the 26th a matinee? I don't remember.
26th is a matinee.
It is a matinee. Okay, perfect. That's at 2 o'clock. Go ahead, Ann.
And where can tickets be gotten?
Brown Paper Tickets is where you can get tickets. You can also go to the Port Washington Play Troupe website, and there's a link there to the Brown Paper Tickets. You can also buy them at the door.
Terrific. Just going to call. The Landmark Theater, first of all, for people who haven't been there, is just a great theater. They do tremendous work, and then the Washington Troupe is just a great... You know, you put the combination together, it's wonderful. Now, Karen, what other stuff have you done?
I've been participating in community theater for over 10 years.
Oh, really?
So I've been doing various things throughout the island, throughout Nassau County, Suffolk County, Queens. If I can list other parts that I've done.
No, that's... Yeah, what are some of the other parts?
Yeah, I've played Kate and Lily in Kiss Me Kate this recently in Huntington.
Okay.
I recently just played in the Merrick Theater. I just played an Agatha Christie Love from a Stranger. I was Cecily.
Okay.
So just different things around the island. It's a good second hobby for me.
No, it's just tremendous. And Sarah, I mean, Sarah's a great role because she transitions in the middle of, or maybe it's the end of, I don't know when she transitions. Sky doesn't transition at all.
Not
I know.
As much as her,
no,
yeah.
I know.
Well, he transitions a little bit.
But what made you pick? Oh, not pick. Was there a reason you just you like to participate? Here's the question. I'm saying it wrong. You like to participate in theater, or you came for Sarah specifically? That's the way I'm trying to ask the question.
I like theater in general.
Okay.
Yeah. And I auditioned, and Sarah Brown was the part that I guess I was most appropriate
for.
Right.
Because between Sarah and Adele, that's two different characters, dramatically different.
Adelaide.
I'm sorry, not Adele. Thank you.
Now, I'm curious. Your background, did you study this? Did you just pick it up? Is this something you do as a livelihood? Could you give me a little bit more background as to how you came to this? And what's an audition like when you do something of this nature?
Well, I started singing when I was 8 years old, and I started getting into theater when I was a teenager. But I did not go to school for it. I trained a little bit vocally and some acting background. But I'm actually a physical therapist full-time. So I actually work for North Shore LHA.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I work for Glen Cove Hospital, which is still there for those who think
okay,
it's close.
Okay, yeah, no, no.
So in the role that you have, you're going to be singing, acting, and dancing?
A little bit of dancing, more singing and acting in this particular show. But mostly, most shows do encompass all three.
And Michael, what's your story? And you too, are you also involved with all phases?
I think
phases?
You can see Anne's the gorilla here, you know. Come on, Michael, cough it up.
Well, I've been singing since I was about 13 years old, and dancing since I was in college. So, you know, you have to be able to do all three these days. And for auditions, I mean, how auditions went, I pretty much sang every song that Sky sings. I'll Know and Luck Be a Lady, of course. So all these wonderful, iconic songs, they make sure, you know, that you can sing all of them. And wow. So you're right for the part.
When you do an audition, do a lot of people come out for this, or is it just a handful?
I would say specifically for iconic roles like Sarah Brown and Skye Masterson, Nathan Detroit, Adelaide, you have some competition, certainly. You know, you might be up against four or five people that it could go either way, you know, so you've got to bring something special to the table, bring yourself to the table.
Yeah, they have you have an audition, and then the director will call you back for a specific role, and you come back with usually four or five or six other people, like Michael said, and then you're up against them for the part.
Now, this kind of a troupe, saying that correctly, troupe, mm-hmm. people do show up for auditions, and it does. I mean, they take the best person. It's not like there was nobody else, so we took Michael and Karen. And that's because I've seen some of them. Actually, Kim Kamen. I don't know if you know Kim.
Yes, I do.
But Kim has been in some of these things. I can't even think. Oh, Kim was in Greece. And I saw Greece. I think that was last year, Greece.
The year before.
So, you know, I mean, you have to audition and basically put your best foot forward in order to get the role. Definitely. Coming from Manhattan is, obviously, it's dedication.
Yeah. I mean, I've really, this is my fifth show on Long Island. And I've
with this troupe or no? Just
no, just in general.
Okay.
I've performed at Merrick Theater and also Hofstra University.
Oh, okay.
But I've really kind of created a nice family on Long Island. It's been really nice, you know, outside of Manhattan and that whole world auditioning. It's been really nice to get to know the people. And this is really a wonderful group. Pam and Brian are really fantastic people. And it's been a nice family to be a part of.
When did you actually start not auditioning, practicing for this? I mean, how is it? Weeks? Is
rehearsals?
It, yeah,
rehearsals. In June.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that's quick.
About a 6 or 7 week rehearsal process for this show.
Which is pretty intense then.
Sure.
Yes.
Because, I mean, to get, you know, 2 hours worth of cues and turns and
of course.
Well, of course, I don't mean it the way it sounds, but you're professional, so you're understanding, you know, you're reading your script and getting organized. So when you do come out, it's work, and
yes.
you get it done.
Yeah. But we have fun too.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to. I mean, what you said is so true. You become, you know, you become friends. You get a family.
Definitely.
You know, outside of Manhattan.
Yeah.
You're living on Long Island.
I live on Long Island.
Yeah. So it's easier for you. But I don't mean, you know, it's so hard for Michael. But no, it's a tremendous. I think the camaraderie that comes about for 6 or 7 intense weeks, because even you're slipping up some nights, I'm sure, Karen, you're not in the mood to, you know, but you have to be here and you have to do your spot so everybody else can do it around you as the major lead. There's no question. Everybody should be familiar with Guys and Dolls, but if you're not, just give the audience a little idea of Sarah.
Sarah, she runs a mission with her grandfather in New York City, and she works to try to get the gamblers and everybody else to come and join the mission to save their souls. And along the process of doing that, she runs into Skye Masterson, who comes in to try to woo her, and she doesn't fall for it right away, but eventually she does. And she tries to the whole plot ensues to the end.
She succumbs to
yes.
him. His charms.
Yes. So
the movie is long. It's about 2.5 hours. Is it going to be a 2.5 hour performance, or do you compact it? How do you guys present on Guys and Dolls?
I think for this production, I think we're trying to keep it within that 2 hour, 20 minute, 2 hour, 2.5 hours. Yes.
Is there an intermission?
Yes, there is an intermission between acts.
Wow. Is it rough on you guys physically with the dancing and, I mean, with everything else that's going on?
I actually think it's interesting with this show because with Nathan Detroit, Skye Masterson, Adelaide, and Sarah, it's kind of an ensemble lead show, if you will. I mean, usually you just have, if you have like Music Man, it's just Harold Hill or Don Lockwood and Singing in the Rain, you have one person that takes everything on his shoulders. But the four of us, and even Nicely Johnson, who has Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, which is a wonderful number.
Okay, I thought the other guy was Sit Down.
In Act Two. So really there's five or six of us that get to do the show together, and we all have kind of an equal amount of lines and an equal amount of songs. So it's really like this ensemble feel.
Okay. Who's Skye's friend?
Nathan Detroit.
Nathan. Okay, well, he's not Rock Your Boat.
No, Nicely.
That's, right. Okay, that's what I was talking about. Okay, thank you. Well, that's true, because this is a play that everybody participates. I mean, you have the lead and then the supporting, but it's spread out very nicely. You don't have, right, like Music Man or something like that, where it's just one guy keeps coming back on stage.
Right.
Which I prefer those kind guys and dolls, because everybody has a different voice. And, you know, especially if you don't like the voice when you start like Music Man, then you're stuck with it for the whole thing. Honestly, here's a variety. And the songs are great in this one. This one really is. It's, you know, the Rock the Boat one. I can think back on some of them. It's a great show.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anne was saying some?
I was just thinking, there's not a lot of costume changes in this, or are there?
Not as much as other shows, certainly, but really... Nice suits and nice dresses and simplicity
uniform.
On that end. Yeah, sure, uniform for Sarah Brown. But
do you change at the end?
Oh, I do. Well, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I just realized.
You can't give away
the ending. You know what? It's
come
funny.
And see the show, John.
I'm talking to you, and I am going to come. I'm going to be at it. I'm coming to it. But I'm trying to think back on this show, and I can't remember the different pieces. But I know the music. I love it. It really is. It's one of those.
There's a piece in Havana where they do some dancing. Are you going to do that one as well?
Yeah, certainly. Havana's in it, yes.
Wow.
That's it. I don't mean just because it's volunteer or however you call it. You guys do all, you know, it's a replica of what was on Broadway.
Yes.
I mean, you're not pretty turning much around and dumping a lot of the songs. So basically, it's what you saw in the, people who are listening to this, what you see in the movie or what you saw on Broadway, if you went to it, is what you're seeing in Guys and Dolls this coming weekend. Nothing gets replaced, you know, I believe. You know, if there's a song that's a different... Recently, I was listening to something that was like a song that didn't make it. They dropped it or something, whatever. But that's just one song.
Yes.
And that could be a director's choice, I suppose, something like that.
There's been a lot of revivals of this since this show began around 1950. And it's been both on Broadway and in New York, but it's also been in London, and I understand it's going to open again towards the end of the year in West End. Does that make it difficult for you as far as you got a lot of other productions? You have had a movie of this. Do you get a lot of people coming? And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, like, I went to see Gigi, or I went to see... Let's say American in Paris, I think of certain things and I say, oh, well, the movie was this and that. I don't know if you get that kind of thing.
I mean, I personally, for something so iconic, I always pay respect to the people that came before. Marlon Brando in the movie, Peter Gallagher, Patrick Wilson, people that have done it on Broadway. And really, I'll watch YouTube clips of them or clips at Lincoln Center Library and see what they did and see what works. And then I put myself into the role and see what I like to do with it. But I always pay respect to the iconic figures. Because
Marlon Brando was in this?
Yeah, he sure was.
Really? I don't remember.
That's right.
Wasn't it? But Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, Marlon
Brando.
That's
Nathan Detroit, and Marlon Brando
is Skye Masterson.
Oh, really? Correct. I had no idea. I really didn't.
And you have the part of Gene Simmons.
Yes.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Frank Sinatra was Skye Masterson.
Right. Well, Frank covered a lot of the songs like Luck Be a Lady later on in the recording studio.
Oh,
but
okay.
In the movie,
okay.
Marlon Brando is singing Luck Be a Lady.
Okay. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, the one thing which, and I do push people to come to these type of shows because I think it is such a wonderful way to introduce especially children to theater. A quick story. I took my daughters years ago to Phantom of the Opera, and they weren't babies. And my middle daughter, I said, how'd you like the show? Now, fortunately, it was at a time when they had these super, super cheap seats. So we paid like $15-$20. So we come out of the Phantom, which is in English, in case anybody doesn't know that. And I said to my daughter, one of them, how'd you like it? She says, fine. I think it would have been better if it was in English. I was like, oh, boy, it wasn't English. So it just... But now I have my partner at work. When his kids, I say, you bring them to these local shows where the talent is equal. It's just the opportunities don't necessarily present themselves as often as talented people want. But from a person in the audience, the talent that's going to be on that stage is equal to Broadway. And so therefore, you're sitting back, you drive over here, which is much easier than taking. You have to schlep from Manhattan, but Karen's just going to be driving over. And it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Certainly.
No, no. And I'm just looking at the clock again. So we have the next piece of the group coming in. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with cast from Guys and Dolls. And actually, the director is going to be joining us. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.